This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've had a chance to hear the exchange between President Trump and President Zelensky. What has gone through your mind since seeing this exchange?
I was shocked. You know, Monday was the three-year anniversary of the brutal, unprovoked invasion of a peaceful democratic country. And within the last week, the United States voted, along with Russia and North Korea and Iran, not to condemn Russian aggression. So we have to ask ourselves as Americans, you know, what direction are we headed in here?
How concerned are you that the United States may not help broker peace between Ukraine and Russia?
Well, I'm very concerned that the U.S. Is not defending its own interests. You know, the way that we fled Afghanistan emboldened Putin, and he only looks at strength as a deterrent. So peace through strength means actually seeing the Ukrainians into a position where they can negotiate a just peace. So it certainly looks like after the ambush today in the White House, that our administration is trying to force the Ukrainians to surrender.
We also heard the Vice President, J.D. Vance, as well as President Trump, say to President Zelensky that they have not been grateful for the help the United States has given in the past 3 years. I believe Zelensky has given thanks to the U.S. on multiple occasions, even after President Trump took office.
I believe he's thanked him many times in many ways. So when you make a statement like that in front of the world and the press, what is the purpose of making a statement like that? You know, how do you measure gratitude? What do you expect President Zelensky to do? He's the president of a country that's under a brutal, unjustified attack. Do you want him to come crawling into the White House? I don't understand what that means. They didn't show gratitude. You know, U.S. has given money, probably apparently not half as much as has been claimed in the last week. And in fact, the vast majority of it stays here in the U.S. to buy weapons. But this is protecting America's interest. You know, when you insult the Canadians, the Mexicans, you want to take over Greenland and you threaten your European NATO allies, what kind of confidence does this have around the world to people in Europe, in Japan, in Taiwan, that the U.S. is a reliable partner, when all of a sudden it certainly looks like the United States is aligning itself with the number one terrorist state in the world? You know, Russia, they assassinate people outside of their own borders. They've got troops all over the place. They're involved in incredible nefarious activities. Even here in the U.S., all kinds of electronic espionage and warfare. And there are everywhere. There's problems around the world. You look, the Kremlin is not very hard to find.
How concerning are you that President Trump is steering the U.S. toward aligning with Russia against Ukraine?
I think I'm as terrified as any person that can see clearly that it's not going to make America great. It's going to make America part of the axis of evil. How shocking is that? You know, Iran and North Korea and Russia and the U.S. is going to align with them. How scared is any human being on Earth? We're Americans, and we do think that America was great when it led the world, when it was strong, when it was the sole superpower, and projecting America's ideals throughout the world through soft power, through diplomacy, and things like that is what made America great. Being an isolationist and trying to extort or threaten and bully your allies, that doesn't make America great. That makes America someplace that's almost like unbelievable, unimaginable.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.